Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
In Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara over here is going on the klal that anytime it says two behemoths together that are able to have children together, like a Kesev or Ya'ez, then the svar would be that you could use Kalayim, and therefore Oy would become to be Mamayit Kalayim. Again, if it says Shor v'kesef, Abhema Gasa, Abhema Daka, which Rashi before explained, can have children. Abhema Gasa can have children together with Abhema Daka. So then, Misvaro Kalayim is not Nechlal. And therefore, Oy will come to be Marbas. So the Gemara by Kachim, where it says both Shor, Oy Kesef, Oy Eiz, the Gemara says that either both of them are coming Mamayit, or both are coming the Rabbis. Shor, the Oy that says in between Shor, Oy Kesef, would be more naturally coming to be Marba Kalayim. The one in between Kesef A's will come to be Marba, but the Gemara says since one's coming to be Marba, the other one also has to come to be Marba. Or the Gemara says, maybe we should say the other way, that since one's coming to be Marba, the other one also should be Marba. So the Gemara says it has to be it's coming to be Marba, because it can't be coming to be Marba. Because if it's Marba Kalayim, once we're Marba Kalayim, why would we need another Riboy to say that Nidbet's Kosher? The Gemara says, Hashta Kalayim Irbile Madoch, if we're Marba Kalayim, Nidme Miboya. Why would we? It's Pasha that Nidbe is Pasha, so why would we need a special rebate for Nidbe? Reb Leib in Chelek Bey, Simon Mem Ches, comes to try to explain what this Kalvachaber is. The Chayr is two psulim. There's a psul of Kalayim, and there's a psul of Nidbe. What does one have to do with the other? Kalayim means that it came from two Bidin, not this, they aren't the same. And Nidme means it doesn't look like its mother. What does one psul have to do with the other? Why would there be a kalvachemer from Kalayim to Nidbe? So Reb Leib is miyasid that the psul of both Kalayim and Nidbe is one yisoyed. It's a psul that it's not a pure animal. There's a mid called a keves. There's a min called a eiz. And Nidbe and Kalayim are both not pure. A pure min of a kesev or eiz. Kalayim is because it got mixed up with another animal. It's the Vlad came through another animal, and Nidme is because it doesn't look like the animal. It doesn't look like a sheep. It's not a pure sheep. It looks like an eiz. That lacks the purity of the min of the sheep. That's the yisoid of the pgam. That's the yisoid of the psul of Kalayim and Nidme. And therefore, the Gemara says that the svara is that Kalayim is much worse. Kalayim is much less pure of a set because it's. It was doylad from another min. Ninme just looks like a different min, but it is that min. It's the right min. So even though it's not 100% pure ninme, it looks like a different min, but it's not as impure as kalayim. And therefore, says the Gemara, if kalayim is kosher, if the impurity of kalayim, it has a father that's a different min totally, and afalpiki and the Torah is machsher, for sure ninme, which the father and the mother are both the right min, it just looks like a different min, that impurity is much less, and if that for sure should be kosher. And the Chazanish and the Kutim Simid Yutes on Dafayin Ches, he first has it sad to say that the Yisrael of the Gemara is because every single Kalayim is automatically going to be a Nidbe. Because every single Kalayim, it's going to either have to look like the Min of the father, if you have a Kesev and an Eiz, a sheep and a goat that come and have a Vlad together, so either it's going to look like its father, or it's going to look like its mother, but it's definitely not going to look like both of its parents. So therefore, every single kalayim is nidme, and that's what the Gemara means. If kalayim is kosher, and it's automatically nichel on every kalayim that it's a nidme, then for sure a regular nidme that's not from kalayim is kosher. And then he says that it's not so much to say such a thing, because it could be the fact that it's not doime to the av, befrat l'man d'amar in chishon l'zera av, wouldn't make a problem. And he comes out to the maskana, similar to Reb Leib, like Reb Leib says, that the yisoid of the Gemara's kalvachayber is, because the Gemara holds it up, gam machmas taruvis, of min acher poigma yoiser from a pgam in the tzura, which is similar to like what Reb Leib is saying, that the aside of the psulim over here are is a pgam machma, something else getting mixed in here. It's not the pure min of a sheep, but the pure min of the eis. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara is trying to find where exactly there's the binyan av of Rava. Rava says there's a binyan av that kol mokav should never b'teir seh. That anytime it says the Torah seh, we know that seh means not kalayim. The Gemara tried to figure out where is this Bnei Av learned to. And the Gemara comes out the maskana that it could be negeh to Petach Amar, ki itmar the Rav in Petach Amar. Then Petach Amar says you need to be paid the Bukhar of a Hamar with a Seh. And that's from that we learn, for the fact that Torah says Seh, that you can't use Kalayim will be puzzle for Pidyon Petach Amar. And the Gemara asks, Lord Blessed the Matab Kalayim, the Tan, Lord Blessed the Matab Kalayim, the issue is Seh, the Mahil. So he doesn't hold that Kalayim is puzzle for Petach Amar, so where does he use this Binyan Av of Rava? So the Gemara answers, "Amalach Rav Lezer ki itba the Rava the Tomei shenoyla min Atar viburi min Atomei udaloi ki Rav Yeshua, and not like Rav Yeshua." The Gemara says it's the Gea for a Tomei shenoyla min Atar viburi min Atomei, that a behemoth tahira that was this aber from a behemoth tmeya. So the halacha is and that it's aser ba'achiva, udoloi k'reb Yeshua, dik'reb Yeshua, misei k'fasim, misei izim nafkali, ad yehi aviv keves, v'imai kivsa. The Gemara asks, the Torah mitzmeya mima abra, is there such a chatibsa where a behemoth Torah and a behemoth tmeya could have children together? And the Gemara answers, in the Kaim Alon, the abra mikolot k'reb Shimon, that ain't gonna be a regular min tome is not, but there's a min tome of a kolot, that Shimon holds that a parah that gave birth to a kolot, to a behemoth without split hooves, which is similar to a gomel, the halacha is that it has its tamei and its aser b'achila, and that behema could be that behema when it's a zacher, if it's born on a keva of a regular parah, could have children together. And that's a chatibtza of tamei b'al atar. So Tosfos of the Ayin of a Beis, the Rabbasul Zebedei Av, brings down the Rashi in Chulin on the Ayin of a Beis, explains that where's the bakar of this Bidyan Av of Rabba, and Rashi explains that the Binyan Av comes from the Alfido Kulu Misek Vasa Visek Izim. But the Loik Siv Sek Vasa Vit Izim. Since it says twice Sek Vasa Visek Izim, we learn out from there that Loi Mikri Sech, you Aviv Vimei Kvasim, Oishneam Izim. Of Echad Kesev, the Echad Eiz, Loi have a set. It's both the parents have to be from the same man in order to be called a set. So Tosfos asks that the Maskanas HaGemara, that the Gemara over here says in Reb Lezer that the drosh of Rav is needed for Tabi Shnil Ben Atar Vibur Ben Atar. The Gemara says it's like Reb Yeshua, it's not like Reb Yeshua. The Reb Yeshua Misek Kvasim Say Izim Nafkalei asks Tosfos if Rashi is right that the whole Makar of the Bnei Av is coming from Sek Kvasim Say Izim Nafkalei. So what does it mean? It's not like Reb Yeshua. It's exactly like Reb Yeshua. They both learn out from the same pasuk of Sek Kvasim Say Izim. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the answer is that the Binyan Av the Rava is coming for Pinyan Petach Amar. Mashegin let Rabbi Shua darshins it, that the behemah is Tomei, that the behemah is Aser Ba'achila. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, that not like Rabbi Shua, but like Rabbi Shua, you don't need the Binyan Av to learn out to other places, the Pinyan Petach Amar, or to Kachem, or anything else. But since it's a behemah Tmeya, so it's Poshit, that it's the smite, that you can't use it for Petach Amar, and you can't use it for Kodshim. So it's seemingly the Pnei Yeshua understood the Gemara, that what the Gemara says, the Mahilchasa Amalach Rablez, ki itma the Rav Latame Shinoil Menatar, it means that then, even though Rablez is Machshir Kalayim for Pinyin Petach Amar, but this type of Kalayim would be possible. And the Lev Aryeh and Chulin on the Tosfos the Ramaschal Zit. On the Tosfos of Ramasel Zeh, where Tosfos has a similar Tosfos to us, he over there says that the Pnei Yeshua has a very nice Pshat in the Gemara, but clear in Rashi that Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi in the Ramasel Tomei Shadol Menatar, Rashi says the Aser Ba'achilo, that we're learning out a drasha from this Binyan Av Rava that's Aser Ba'achilo. And he says, but if you look in Rashi, you'll see that Rashi answers Tosfos' question. Rashi later on the Beis. On the Gemara Rashi, the last few lines of the Rashi de Ramasel, the Abba Bekal Krib Shimon, Rashi explains, Vahi Psula de Benoi, the Nafle de Bishua Mikvasim, Mashle de Rav, Miseh, the Inacharabi, the Zemachlekis just had a darshan, and Bishua learns it out from the Rebbe of Kvasim, it's Mashle to Kvasim, that you need to have both the father and the mother should be a Kevis, and Rav learns it out from the extra word Seh, Inacharabi, they're both saying the same Allah, Deloik Bishua, that there's a different drasha, he learns it out from Kvasim, and he learns it out from Seh. And therefore, he says clearly, Rashi didn't learn like the Pnei Yeshua that the miyut over here is coming from Pidyon Petach Amar. And the Chanami, the miyut is just like Rabbi Yeshua that's coming to say that it's Tamei. But the Machlokes just is exactly where the darshan from the same pasuk. Which word to darshan it from? This Rashi answers Tosis' question that how could Gemara say Deloy Kerb Yeshua? But there's another question that Tosis doesn't ask, but the Shita B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya asks on Rashi that what does it mean Zeb Bnei Av? Zeb Bnei Av would be mashma that you're learning out from one place to all over. It's a binyan av. You learn that from one place to all over. Lefi the maskanos haGemara that the Gemara is saying later blazer the drasha of Rava is the geya only for din of tovim shneilim and atara like Abi Isra Achilo. That is what the pasuk of Sek Vasim Seizim is talking about. It's not a yafusa to all over. So how could we say that it's a binyan av to all over if it's learned out if it's a drasha legabi the behemas Isra Achilo and it's in the parsha of Isra Achilo? And the feet of Pnei sure this cash will be beturitz, but the feet of what the Lev Arya is saying that Rashi is before not like that, this cash is going to be shver. But if you look in the Rajba and the Shita is from the Ravid, Rajba himself brings that the Ravid holds this way, and the Baal Amar, they learn the Gemara like the Pnei Yeshua. They're not saying it in Rashi, but they learn the Gemara like the Pnei Yeshua, but they're not so happy with learning the Loikra Yeshua. Just means that it's a different drasha where Rashi and Tosis learn. They want to learn the Loikra B'Shua that there's a machlokes here, and they learn that the Gemara means like the Pnei Yeshua says that with learning out Amalach Arblazer Kiit by the Rav Tamish Neil Menatar Viburim Menatami that it's possible for Petach Amar. Ud the Loikra B'Shua the Ira B'Shua Misekvasim Misayizim Nafkali. That if you learn like Rabbi Yeshua learns this din. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Tamei. He learns out from Sekvasim Misayizim that it's Tamei, and therefore it's possible that it's going to be possible for Petach Amar. And this Be'emes Machlokes here. We're saying is that Reb Lazar is going to darsh the pasuk to say that it's possible a petach amar, but he's going to hold it's a behemah ksheira, not like Rabbi Yeshua. The like Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua holds that the behemah is a behemah tmei. Now, in the etzeb gemara of tamei shenayim and atar viburim and atamei, with the like Rabbi Yeshua, there's a big machlekes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the gemara. Rashi learns that Rabbi Yeshua argues with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua does not hold that this tamei, this kolot, is asur b'achidah. We just call it a tamei, but Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a tamei. Rabbi Yeshua holds that this kolot, a kolot that's born from a para, is mutar b'achila. The only time Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's asur b'achila is the vlad of a kolot. If you have a kolot that's father is also a kolot, so then it wasn't born from kvasim, it wasn't born from two behemoth tyrus, then we have a new drasha here that's asur b'achila. But Rabbi Yeshua does not hold of Rabbi Shimon's halacha that a kolot is tamei. We're just bringing Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Shimon has such a echatimtza, but Rabbi Yeshua himself does not hold of Rabbi Shimon. He holds that as long as it's born from a para, even if only has simen echad, the halacha is that it's kosher. It's enough that you have simen echad, as long as it chooses kod, even if it doesn't have split hooves, the halacha is that it's tamei. Just the son of that one, when the kolot has a new son, then it's asur b'achila. Tosfos at the Ramasal Tamei Shneilu Menatar has a lot of kashas on Rashi. And he learns the Gemara differently. He brings up the Gemara in Bukharis, is Mavur Azai. He learns that we're learning out from here, Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Shimon. And he's coming to say that when this Tomei, this Kolot that's Asur B'Achila, goes and has a child together with a Behemoth Tahira, the halacha is that the Vlad is Asur. And Tosfos brings from the Gemara in Bukharis because Zeb Zeh Goyrim is Asur. The reason why this flat is usr is because Zev is a goyrim and Yeshua holds, even though one goyrim is usr and one goyrim is mutter, the mother is a behemoth tahira, afal pikein, the flat is usr. There's a famous Reb Chaim in Perak Gibel from Macholos Asuris. Reb Chaim comes to explain that sometimes in Shas we find that when we want to discuss a flat, it's totally in the machlekes of Zev is a goyrim usr and Zev is a goyrim mutter. We have a vlad of two behemoths, one behemoth is asr, one behemoth is mutter, it's totally in the sugya of Zev Zagarim asr and Zev Zagarim mutter. And sometimes the Gemara brings that it's totally in chayshin l'zera av or in chayshin l'zera av. So Tosfos already discusses this. Tosfos in Chul and Daftan Ches and other places. Tosfos discusses this shiloh exactly why we want these two svaras. When do we say which svar? So Reb Chaim is miyasid that when we're looking to find what type of min the behemoth is, we want to know if it's a chaya. We want to know if it's a behemoth, we want to know if it's a min behemoth, tmei, a min behemoth Torah, and we need to know if we should go back to the father or the mother, then it's totally in choshen lezera'av or in choshen lezera'av. Do we say that we count in the father, and therefore it's going to be if the father's one min and the behemoth, the mother's the other min, it's going to be a half-half? Or do we say in choshen lezera'av and it goes back to the min of the mother? Says Reb Chaim, there's also another noise. Sometimes we don't want to know what it's a minute is. Let's say for behemah that's a treifa. Behemah that's a treifa, it's the same min. So Shaila is that it's asr ba'achilo. So now the vlad of the treifa could be asr al tyeitze. Something that came out from a treifa could be asr al tyeitze. And then, says Reb Chaim, it will be telling Zev Zegoyrim. Zev Zegoyrim is when you want to make the thing asr, not because it's the min. We want to be kaveya, the min of the thing. We just want to be kaveya that it's asr because it came from something that's asr. So then, says Reb Chaim, it's telling the sugya of Zev Zegoyrim. So the Chazon Ish, in the Gil Yonis, in the back of this Reb Chaim, the Chazon Ish asks that it's negative this Gemara that Tosfos is bringing for the Gemara in Becharis Daf Zayin, this sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that a kolot that's born of a behemah tahira and has a vlad, it's totally in Zev Zegoyrim. Reb Chaim just finished saying, we just said over for Reb Chaim, that when we're trying to be kaveh, if it's a min tamei or a min tar, it should be totally in the sugi of chayshin lezara ava, in chayshin lezara ava. It's not totally in the Indian of Zev Zegoyrim. So if you look at the Chedusha Reb Chaim al Shas, and the new ones on Bechayris, there they bring that Reb Simcha Zelig and the Rav in Brisk asked this kasha to Reb Chaim. He asked this kasha to Reb Chaim that the Zechariah Gemara and Bechayris Dav Zayin neged his shtickel Torah. Reb Chaim answered that no. That Reb Shimon's Isser, that the Reb Shimon holds, that a kolot, this kolot that was born from a parah and doesn't have split hooves, says Reb Chaim, it's not a min of a behemah tmeya. It's a min behemah tayru. It was born from a parah. His father was a par. It's a parah. It's a min par. It's not a behemah tmeya. It's not the min of a behemah tmeya. There's a new gzeres akosov. There are Shimon darshins that make that the Torah assers this kolot, even though it's a par that has a son, which has also a min of a par. The son is a din of a min of a par. Its father and the mother are both a par. It's not a gomel at all. But since it has the tchunus of a gomel, the Torah assered it ba'achiva. And therefore, when we want to look at the son of this kolot, we want to discuss what's the din of the son of this kolot. We can't say that the son is going to be asr because we're going to be kaveya that its min is going to be basar the av. Because the av's min is a min of a behemah tahira. And therefore that wouldn't asr this vlad if it would be the min of the av. The only way we can asr this vlad is only because it came out from something that's asr b'achila. That's isr yaitzen. Therefore the Gemara and Chayris is toilin in zev zegarim asr mutter. It's not totally in the Indian of choshin lezera av. It's not shver the chazanish's kasha on Reb Chaim. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings out an interesting topic. Boy Rabba, Re'alai Oyla v'hifresh Shor u'bo acher v'gonav mi poter gadam nafshi v'keves l'rabbonon
v'oyla soif l'rablezeb ben Azariah.
And the Gemara's masbid, the topic is mi amrinon shem oyla kavolel oydila mati omalei ano mitzvah min amuvchar b'inol mevad. Do we say that the chiyuv that he has is to bring a oila? So the ganav could say, I'm giving you back something to bring a oila. I don't have to bring you back dafka shor. I could bring you a keves or the blaz ben azayah that you could be yotzi chiyuv even with the oif. I'm going to give you back a oif. Or no, the nignav could say, the one that he stole it from could say, I'm not mitzvah ben amufchar b'ina. I want to do a good mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah ben amufchar. I want to bring a bigger carbon and you have to pay me back a shor. So Tesis a divrei masal mi pata nafshi. Tesis explains, aval noyder atzvei pshita demati pata nafshi. If the neider himself, if he loses the shor, he could bring what he wants. That's poshut. Safek is, if he has a tviya on the ganiv, that since he wants to do a mitzvah amuvchar, he has a right to be tviya the ganiv to bring him back a shor. And the Gemara brings weiter that Rabbi Acha brede Rava brede Rav Ika Maslo behedya Amar Rava Arele Oyla vehepis Shor ba Acha vegomik Potter Atzvei Keves Lerabbanon Veilus Oyflor Baze Bezai. That Rava was pshitalei. Poshit that the ganav is not chayiv to give more than what the nigda would be chayiv to be yotzei chiyuv, and there's no taina of ano mitzvah men amuvchar beina. So Rashi's masber, ganav poter nav atzmoi data shlum in the bailim machayiv vehoytzi de nidroi v'apseida the hektish. Rashi comes to explain what happened to hektish. L'chari he stole from hektish. He was mafted hektish. Mifta v'beis ishksiv v'loy hektish. And Rashi's masber alima derb shibin nakalo to amar kachim shchayiv achiyusin chayiv. Rashi says the Gemara's suffix is the fear of Shim. Light Reb Shim that he holds that kachshim shachayv achrius in yachayv. Goyim l'mam and his kamam and dami. And there's a chi of kefil. When you steal a hektish, you have to pay the bailim kefil since it's a goyim l'mam into the bailim.
So Rashi's master, that's where the Suffolk of the Gemara is, whether you have to pay kefel kefi the shear of the whole carbon of the whole shear, only how much the bialim need from the shear to be yitzah their chiv. So Rabbi Chada on a kevet shiurim and ois ayin gimel, he says that Rashi's master over here, that Rashi holds that if you steal from Hektish, you potter. If you steal from Hektish, you potter. He just, but over on Rashi, what is Rashi, what is it a gift for Rashi to speak out that Pseid the Hektish is biftar? It's master from Rashi that if you be chayv on the Pseid the Hektish, then it will be poshit the Suffolk of the Gemara. He says that the Hektish has nothing to do with, the Hektish you for sure stole a shor from Hektish, that's poshit, that on the side you be chayv the Hektish, it's poshit you would have to give the whole shor. It's poshit the whole Suffolk. It's only like Rashi says at Libid Reb Shimon in the Kefil, whether or not you're potter from Hektish or you're chayv from Hektish is not malo merit in this sugya, because anyhow you would have to pay that keren. Either you pay the keren to Hektish or you don't pay, but it's poshut that you would have to pay a shor. But Akapanim is Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi holds that you would be potter for paying Hektish. That by to pay Hektish you're not chayv at all. And if you look at the Raj, but the Raj brings from the Ravid, the Ravid says that the story is talking about that the behavior was lost. It's not talking about that you ate it. So Rabbi says that if you ate the shor, you went and you were mazik, or you were oichel the shor, that's pashi, you'd be b'chiv to pay hektish that. So it says the Rabbi that we're talking about a case where it got lost, and if it gets lost, you potter. So it's before in the Rabbi also that he holds that there's no chiyuve gneva to hektish, that you potter the gabi from hektish, as long as you didn't eat it. The fact that you stole, normally when a guy steals and it gets lost, he's b'chiv to pay for it. It's a chiv gneva. The Ravid's avor, like Rashi's mashma bayos, that you're not b'chiv, even the carrot, the hektish, the fact that you stole from hektish is not b'chiv you at all. And the Ravid in the next pshat, says, sounds like he holds, not like that, he holds, the Rashi speaks from the Ravid another pshat, that like Rashi speaks out, that the Suffolk of the Gemara is going late Reb Shimon. It sounds like from him, from the second pshat, that you would be chayiv. And if you look at the Bkura Yaakov, it's a bit tough reish nurvav. Ois gimel over there. He's before lahedi that these two pshatim in the ravid don't go together. And there's a it's kilo machleik is two mahalchim in the ravid whether or not someone that steals from hektish is chayiv. The Ar Sameach in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph is done with this shiloh. What's the halach of someone's goyim in hektish? Is he chayiv to pay? Misopik whether or not a goyim in hektish is chayiv to pay or not. And he brings the Ravid in the first mahalach that the Ravid's a furish that you're potter that there's no chiyuv. But he brings that the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva and Perek Gimel halacha Yigimel is a chayiv mavur not like this. It's a chayiv mavur not like what we see from the Ravid in the first pshat and from Rashi. It's a chayiv mavur that a goyim in a hektish is chayiv to pay. And our Sameach. And the Rai is Mr. Ram and Perek Gimel Locha Yud Gimel. He brings down that someone that steals from Hektish is Einoi Nimkar B'gnei Vosid. A Locha is that someone that steals that doesn't have to pay, Bezid sells him. The Ram brings down that someone that steals from Hektish doesn't have that Locha. Someone that steals from Hektish is a special Zeres HaKosova. He's not Nimkar B'gnei Vosid. Says to our Sameach, the Locha would be that someone that's greater than Hektish is not Mechuyiv to pay. Someone that steals from Hektish that doesn't have a Chiv to pay back. Obviously, if the chayvitz is still ba'en, he has to give it back to Hektish, but as long as the chayvitz wouldn't be ba'en anymore, he has no chiyuve gneva, so then why would you need a special ramam, the special did to say that someone that steals from Hektish is not nimka b'gnevase? Of course he's not nimka b'gnevase. He has no chiyuve gneva b'chalai, he has no chiyuve tashlum into Hektish. If you look at Rabbi Chanan in Kevet Shurim, and it's Mem Aleph, he makes this diuk also, that's a chayvitz furish in the Rambam, that the Rambam's chaylik on these rishonim, and the Rambam holds that you are chayv to pay. The Ar Sameach over there just brings from the Shair HaMelech, he says that Akoponim, the Rambam, doesn't bring down our Suffolk of our Gemara at all. The Rambam, the only thing that the Rambam brings from our Gemara is a Rambam in Hilchas Maaseh Karbonis in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, that someone that's Mafashar is able to be Poiter Atzmoy Bekeves. You're able to bring a Keves, and which is the din of Taisus. The Taisus brings that's the background of our Gemara, that's the Pshitas of our Gemara, that it's Pashat that the God of himself, the Nigdav himself, could patter himself. That's all the Rambam brings. So says the Ar Sameach, and he brings this from the Shara Melech, says this in Hilchos Chayvul Mazik Perek Zayin Alocha Dalad. The reason is because the Rambam learnt the Gemara, like Rashi says, that the Suffolk of the Gemara is in Reb Shimon. The Rambam Shita is not like it sounds like from Rashi, that you are Chayiv to pay Hektish. But that, like Rabbi Chanan spoke out, that's very good. That's nothing to do with the Suffolk of the Gemara. The Chi of the Hektish, of course, he stole from Hektish a whole Shar. The Hektish owned the whole Shar. There was a Hektish that was Shava, that had Shavis of a Shar here. So it's possible you can have to pay back the Hektish the whole Shar. The Suffolk of the Gemara is owned the fear of Shimon, the whole Gerim Lamam and Kamam and David, where it's Shaykh to have this Nisa, whether or not there's going to be a Chiev, a full Chiev. Is there a Svar and a Mitzvah and a Muvchar to give us a full Chiev or not? And therefore, it says the Shara Melech, the Rambam, that doesn't pass him like Rav Shimon, doesn't bring the Suffolk of the Gemara. So all he brings down from the Gemara is a din that's before in the Gemara that the person himself, had he wanted to, if he doesn't want to bring Shar, the Shar gets lost and decides he wants to bring a Keves, he's able to. The Rishash asks a kash on our Gemara. The Rashi's Masbar our Gemara, the Suffolk of our Gemara is fear of Shimon. And the Gemara is sad to say, the fear of Shimon. It's enough that anav min a mitzvah min a muvchar be'ino. It's enough to svara that since the nigdav wants to do a mitzvah min a muvchar, that's a svara, even though he's not mechuyev to, but that will be enough of a svara that he should be chayev. So as the Rishash that we know that Reb Shimon, that's mechayev, and kachrim shechayev b'ach yusun, is tafka shechayev b'ach yusun. So first that Reb Shimon holds, that kachrim she'ino chayev b'ach yusun, on a dova, that he's not chayev in achrayis, and someone goes and steals this a dova, and halacha is, that he's not chayiv, it doesn't have a din of goyim l'mama k'mam and dam. Esther Rishash, if there's a tzad in the Gemara that anam mitzvah and amuvchar be'ino, is enough of a svara to tell us that that would also be a goyim l'mama k'mam and, that's also enough, even though he's not mamish chayiv, as long as there's a svara that there's a mitzvah and amuvchar to bring a shar, that's enough to make it a goyim l'mama that you're being goyim me, a hefzin moment of a whole shar, so every single kachim she'ina chayiv achuyusin, why can he say, ina chanami, I'm not mechuyiv to bring this carbon. Ina chanami, I don't have to bring this carbon. But mitzvah min amuvchar, I want to do a mitzvah min amuvchar. I want to bring the carbon. I want to bring in a dava. Same way the person doesn't have to bring a shor, he only wants to bring a shor. He wants to do a mitzvah min amuvchar, and that's enough to make it a gerim lamamin. As the Rishash, every kachru she'in achayi b'achu yusun, we should also look at as a gerim lamamin ke mamindam. Ayin Shom, that he answers, he says a svar that maybe the gufa behima has to be shaloi, has to start off with a real gerim lamamin. Ayin Shom. We look at the Dvar of Ram in the Chelek Gimel, Simchafei, Ois Beis, and he comes to answer the kasha of the Rishash. He says, Goyim l'mam and k'mam and dam, he makes that the money is my money. We look at the chifetz as owned by me. And he says, don't ask me. And therefore he says that even if you have less than a goyim l'mam, even if you only goyim a small amount of money of a hefzid, still, you mechuyev to pay for the whole mammon. But the whole entire mammon belongs now to the person that's gerim him a hefzid. If this money would be gerim to him a hefzid, so therefore we look at the whole money as being in his rishos. And therefore says the Dvar Avram, even if the hefzid that he had from your hezek or from the gneva of this chayfetz is less than the amount of the whole chayfetz, but you still have to pay for the whole amount of the chayfetz because it's now we look at it as his mammon. And he says, Al tashiveni, don't ask me. From the Gemara's Maskana on Daf Ayin Chesem and Beis of Abakama that says that you're able to patter yourself with a keves later abaran and with the oilus eifler blaze of Ezayah. Because he says over there, when we look at the etzim shar, the shar of hektish you can't sell. It doesn't have too much of a shavi, it's not worth really anything. The only thing that we can look at, the amount of the worth of the behema is how much it's worth to the bailin. And that, the Gemara says that since the Bayram only are going to lose out this much money from it, they could only use it to pay up their nether, and the nether is only really mechayev them to pay this and this amount, only to pay a keves, not to pay a whole shar. So therefore we look at the whole shavis of the shar only with the amount of a keves. That's what the Gemara means to say. But if for some reason there will be a market value on this shar as a full amount of a shar, then even though the chrayis, the hefzim mamin, the gerim lamamin is only the shear of a keves, says the Dvar Avram, you'd have to pay the kefa on the whole entire shar. There's a famous Maharam Mintz in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. He has a suffix. What's the halacha if someone before Sukkot steals from someone an esrig mahudr? Very esrig mahudr that costs a lot of money to buy such an esrig. So the Maharam Mintz says that sachakol, what could you do with the estrig? The estrig itself doesn't have too much shavis. It's worth in the shuk, $1, $2, it's not worth much, it's just like a lemon. It doesn't have a shavis. The reason why it's worth this much money is only because you could yate a mitzvah with it, because you could do a mitzvah with it. So why does this person want this mahudr to get estrig? You could yate a mitzvah with a much
with much less money. You could use a much cheaper ester to be yetzer a mitzvah. Peretz says, because he wants to do mitzvah min hamuvchar. So says the bar mitzvah, if you steal such an ester, you only have to pay back how much it costs a regular ester. You don't have to pay him such a mahodudika, the amount of a few hundred dollars for a mahodudika ester. Just like, and he brings a riot from Agamara, the same way Agamara says that when you steal a shar, since the person only needed to bring a keves, so therefore you only have to pay the shear of a keves. So who had to buy an esterik, says the Barabids, you only have to pay him the shear of the minimum amount of what you could buy an esterik. So the Mishnah Melech, and Maisek Abadis Perak to Zayin Alocha Zayin, and the Chacham Tzvi, and Tzimma Kufchav, both are chilek very strongly on this Barabid. And they said it, and they say it's not a Tzushtel. The Mishnah Melech himself has this suffix, is chayker this suffix of the Barabid, that he brings the Rai himself, and afterwards he's doiche. They both say, of Shar, you can't sell it. It has no market value. So therefore, we could only discuss how much it's worth in the hefset of how much it's being mafsed to buy them. So then the Gemara says, a svar that mitzvah na mufchar is not a svar that you should make the person pay. But an esterik is a market value. You stole something worth $300. If the esterik was worth $300, that's how much it costs. People are willing to pay $300 for this esterik. That's its market value. Just because it's only worth that because of a mitzvah is not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is not saying it's something that has a certain shavis because of a mitzvah, doesn't have a din of a shavis. They say that's a regular market value of the chafetz now, and therefore if you steal it or you mafsid it, you have to pay full for how much it's worth on the market. This shor over here doesn't have a market value. You're not able to sell it. So therefore the Gemara says as far as why you should only have to pay that much. But an esterik, they say it's poshit that you have to pay the full value of the esterik. In the Shara Melech, in Perek Zayin, Alocha Dal, Chayvel Mazik, he also comes to argue on the Smar Mint, but he says a different Svar. He says that our whole Gemara is only going in Reb Shimon. The whole Tzad of Chiyav over here, the whole Din Mammon over here that you have in the Chayvet is out, Goyim Lamammon. It's not your Mammon, Be'etzem. You don't own the Shor. Hektish is this might. You can't be Chayim on Hektish. The Chamim that don't hold it that did Goyim Lamammon, they hold it, you're not Chayiv to pay it all. It's only that Reb Shimon holds that Gerim Lamamin is Gamamin Dami, so therefore we look at the Chayfetz being in totally the person's Rishos, and that's why it could be Chayiv Kefal. And therefore says the Gemara Svara that since it's not Gerim Lamamin Mamish the whole value of the Shar, so therefore you only have to pay a Shir Kefal on how much it's Gerim Lamamin. And therefore says the Shara Melech, but we can't go and say by Esrig, where the reason why you have to pay the Bayam is not because it's Gerim Lamamin, because it's Mamish his Mamin. But then there's no, these svaras don't apply, the svaras of the Gemara don't apply. And with the same svara, the Mishnah Melech comes to argue on a different Mishnah Melech, the Shara Melech comes to argue on a different Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech in Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, in Chayvel Mazik, and where the Ram over there brings down the Halacha that Kehanim Shepigbu, a Kehan in the base of Mikdash that's Befagel, the carbon, he thinks of Achshavas Chutzos Manoi, the Halacha is that he's chayiv to pay for the hezek. So the Mishnah Melech asks, and the Rambam is coming from a Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech asks, why do we have to have dafka that he was mechashev chutzis mani, where he made the carbon puzzle? What happens if he would be mechashev shloi d'shma? He would think shloi d'shma. So even though shloi d'shma, the carbon's kosher, but the bialim aren't olu v'shem chayiv, they're not yitzid archiv. And since they're not Yitzvah Chiyav, so there's a Hezek. They're going to have to bring a new carpet. Why do we have to go so far? Why do the Kehanim to be Chayav have to go so far to be Mefagel and Pasal carbon? Even if the carbon's kosher, as long as the Bailam are Yitzvah their carbon, that should be enough to be Mechayav them for Hezek. So the Mishnah Malach answers that the reason why we the Mishnah wanted to say a case of Mefagel is because it's Negea in a case of an Adova, where a person came to Behem and he said, I raise Zoo. Now, if this behemoth becomes puzzle, if this carbon becomes puzzle, or it gets lost, the Bailam aren't chayiv to pay a new behemoth. Whatever, if they're makir this carbon good, if not, then they're not chayiv. They never said a real lie. So over there, Shloi Lishma wouldn't be a hezek. Shloi Lishma wouldn't be a hezek. Because even if they're not yaitzah their chayiv, they don't have to bring a new one anyhow. And it's only a hezek if you make a puzzle. If you make a puzzle, then that would be considered a hezek. But as long as the carbon's kosher, the fact that Bailam weren't yitzed archiv, so then you wouldn't have to pay a new carbon back to the Bailam. And the Mishnah Malach brings a raya, and he says that maybe someone could argue, and he could say that no, that even though the David of Bayam argued b'chayim new carbon, but the Bayam could still tell them that they want you to pay them back because they wanted to bring a carbon. They wanted to be yitzah bringing a carbon. They wanted to bring a David for a carbon. Now that you did it shloi l'shma, you makar of the carbon shloi l'shma, the carbon wasn't oila for me b'chal, wasn't oila for me, and I didn't do the mitzvah how I wanted to do it. And even though the carbon's kosher, but I didn't do the mitzvah how I wanted to do it, and therefore you should have to pay me back money. And that Mishnah Malach brings our Gemara. Mishnah Malach says, you see from our Gemara, even though the person wanted to bring a shor, and now you're telling me you're only giving me back the money of a keves, he could say that no, even though you want to do a mitzvah in a mufchar, I'm not mechuyev to pay you for that. So it says to Mishnah Malach, who adin by nedava, just because you want to be yetzi a carbon, doesn't make me have to pay. And that's why the Mishnah said a case of mefagel and didn't say a case of shloi d'shma. Because by shloi d'shma, you're not going to be chayiv to pay by an adava. So that the Shaul Melech says, the same svara that he comes to argue with the Maramintz. And he says that our Gemara that says that mitzvah min ha-muvchar is a svara is only because the reason why we want it to be mechayivim is al tgerim l'mam and kemam and dami. That's why we want it to be mechayivim. So then we say that since this part wasn't a full achrayis, it was just that you want to do a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, but you're not mechuyiv min achrayis, you're not mechuyiv to pay. But if the shor gets lost, you're not mechuyev to pay back the full shor. You're only mechuyev to pay back a keves. So it's not. We can't look at it as a gerim l'mam and kamam and dami. Mashaken in the sugya mafag over there, you stam chayev to pay al tzmazik. Over there says the Mishnah Melech. Over there says the Shaar Melech. We can't bring a raya to the Mishnah Melech Yisrael. Maybe there is a svar over there to say that even by the dava shloi l'shma would be possible. Which shloi l'shma would be chayev to pay for the hezek. So we had a chiddush from the Maramintz, that the Maramintz says a Maridik chiddush that even if you steal an esrig mahodah that's worth a lot of money, you only have to pay back the amount of an esrig that you could be yitzchiyah with. You don't have to pay him for the extra hiddur mitzvah, the extra few hundred dollars that the person decided to pay for the hiddur mitzvah. That's only mitzvah men amuvchar, just like in our sugya. And the Mishnah Melech and the Chacham Tzvi were chaylik, but they said that an esrig is different because it has a full price, has a price. Something has a price, you have to pay back to how much the price is worth. And the Shaar Melech comes to argue because our sugya is only in Reb Shimon, this Gerim L'mam and Kamam and Dami, it's a special svara in the sugya of Gerim L'mam and Kamam and Dami, you can't bring it to all over, can't bring it to a case of Esther as a regular Chiyav Mazik. And with that same svara, he comes to argue in the Mishnah Melech's Raya, what's the halacha if someone shechts, if a Kohen shechts on a Dovish Le Shema, whether or not the Bailam Ketayim that they wanted to do a mitzvah and a mufcher. The Mishnah goes on, the Mishnah says that by the Mechira, if someone sells a shor or seh that he stole, and he's Marcha Chutz Me'echa Me'eshba, Oisha Haisa Loi Boi Shutfis, or he was a Shutif together with the person in this shor, and then he stole it from his Shutif, halacha is that he only pays Kefal, he doesn't pay Arba V'chamisha. It's by Arba V'chamisha, you need a Tavchei Kula, Machrei Kula, you have to sell the whole Behema, or you have to Shech the whole Behema, and therefore you're not Chayiv in these cases. On Taisvis, on Samach Gimel and Aleph, the Taisvis is going on a Gemara where the Gemara has been Mayit, a Dover She'inim Mesuyim from Kefal. Something that's not Mesuyim, you don't pay Kefal on. And so Taisvis brings from Rashi, Pirish Bakutris, Dover She'in in the Bailam Simon, but it's something that the Bailam don't have a Simon. Taisvis asks, what's the difference if it has a Simon and doesn't have a Simon? So Taisvis brings a few Pshatim, what does it mean, Dover She'inim Mesuyim? What does the Gemara mean to be Mayit that Dover She'inim Mesuyim, you don't pay Kefal? So Taisvis says, in one pshat, that Dover Shein Mesuyim means, Kahi de Perek Azov, like the Gemara says, Lagabi Chalipin, Ma Nal Dover Mesuyim, Lafuki Chatzi Rimein, Mechatzi Egor is Deloy, that a Chatzi Rimein is not a Dover Mesuyim. And so Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Gilin Hashas, has been saying to Tosis and Shabbos, Shabbos of Tzadik Gimel and Beis, Tosis and Masra Mai, where there Tosis says that by Kefal, there's no Shear, you could be Chayiv on anything, and therefore two Shutfin, two people that steal one Behema, could be Chayiv Kefal, because they could be Chayiv on half a Behema also. So that Rav Kivega seems to be being mitzayin that l'chayyur leitus taisvis that a dover she'in v'suyim l'chayyur you can't be chayiv on half a behema. And so Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Shiurim and Ois Vav, Rabbi Chanan says that it's chalok that when you steal a chatzi rimoin, a half a rimoin, then the loch is it's not a dover v'suyim. But if two people steal a shar, even though that each one only becomes a ganav on half the shar, but since the whole shar is a shar shalim, there was a gnevet done to a shar shalim. The whole shor, and the each half is a half of a shor shalim. That's called mesuyim. That's not called dover she'ena mesuyim. This shakvataya, this kasha and teretz, is again our Mishnah also by shutim shagambu. The Mishnah says shutim shagambu achayiv. If one shutif is steals from a shutif, the Mishnah says yichayiv kefil. So here the same question: what happened? Why is it not a dover shein mesuyim? And we have Rav Chanan's teretz that this behemoth is called a dover mesuyim since it's a full behemoth, even though we only stole half of it. The shutif only stole half of it. That's not, we don't look at it as a half a behemoth. We look at it as a whole behemoth. The half was stolen, and it's called a dover mesuyim. Rav Chanan kevitz biurim and ois nun asked from a brisa later on in our Gemara. And later on, our Gemara brings a brisa. What tana rabbanan going of hakitas? That what happens if someone steals a behemoth that's missing a leg? And the Gemara says echayev going of kitas is chayev dal vehe, which means obviously chayev a kefal. And on that, Rav Chanan asks lechayer lefid the did of dover shein mesuyim. Why is a kitas called a dover mesuyim? So you have to be bechalik lechayer that a balchay that's missing an iver is not called a dover shein mesuyim as long as the balchay is a balchay, behemoth is a behemoth. It's not a full remain. A behemoth, calls man, it's still alive. It's called a full behemoth. It might be a chaser eiver, or maybe be called a balmum. That doesn't make it a darvish ena mesuyim. Tzarachim. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha begabe a shir and the machira? How much do you have to be missing to be called that it's not a machri kulay? So the Gemara says, Gemara brings a price of there's three shitas. One shita is that anything that you mishayer, chutz bi yado, chutz bi ragel, chutz bi karno, chutz bi zaseh, anything that's on the behemoth that you mishayer, ina mishalom tashlumi avachamisha. And then the second shita is Rebbe Omer, dovra ma'akev b'shchita ina mishalom tashlumi avachamisha, v'sha'ina ma'akev b'shchita mishalom tashlumi avachamisha. And Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Omer, chutz bi karno ina mishalom tashlumi avachamisha, chutz bi zaseh, mishalom tashlumi avachamisha. That's something the Gemara explains later on. Depends, a karen that's supposed to, something that stays on the behemoth, that's called a shear. Mashikin gizas is supposed to come off, that's not a shear. I think Gemara brings it, there's another day in Reb Shimon ben Elazar that holds, that's totally something that needs a shechita. That's why dafka yodav arago is a shear. Karen that doesn't need a shechita, whatever shechita is not something that you eat, that's not a shear. So in the shita, in shita's Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, it's davar ma'akev b'shechita. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Sava, Tovche, Midi de Have Betricha, Afuki Midi de Le Have Betricha. That's something that Shaykh to Shrita. So Rashi explains, I'm Akev Shrita, Dovershim Nita Le Men and Nasis by Nevela Mechai. Rashi says that it seems to be saying that it's not enough that it's not a treifa. That something that will make it a treifa. It has to be something that if you take it away, you'll make it a Nevela. Going veishet, if it's missing a veishet, where it has a din nevela mechayim, or ikana, it's missing the simonim, or yerech v'chola, it's missing a whole foot with the chol shalah, which the Gemara Chulin says that that has a din of a nevela mechayim. So over there, in these cases, that's where Rebbe holds that it's a shir. Then Rashi goes on, and Rashi says, oy kaved, oy echem yimene me'ayim, it's missing a liver, or one of the other organs inside the animal. Doi matel lo shchita, the shchita is not matrit. Hashegin yad v'regel, where the shchita is benakuvel lo matel loy. So the Rishash is Matam on Rashi. Rashi seems to start off, it needs to be Nevela Mechaim. So a behemoth that's missing a covet is not a Nevela Mechaim, it's a treifa. So Rashi seems to be saying to himself, Erasha, the seifa of Tzarachin, what Rashi means. But the Rashba brings down that L'chayra, from the L'shainis of the Gemara, the Rashba says that L'chayra, like Rashi, starts off, that it has to be a Nevela. It says, Dovra ma'akev v'shchit is mash, but it's ma'akev v'shchit, that the shchit doesn't work. A treifa, the shchit works, it's betar. It's a kosher shchit, it's betar b'dei Nevela, it's asr v'achila. But the shchit works, and he says that the Lashon HaGemara further on, that Dovra ma'akev v'shchit, midi d'lo have b'tficha, something that's not shayach to tficha, a treifa shayach to tficha. And therefore says the Rashi, Pashas, we will learn, the way like how Rashi starts off, that it's totally in something that will be a Nevela, not enough that it'll be a treifa. But he brings that the Tesefta is mashma, that a treifa also is enough to make it something that in a nitar b'shchita. It has to be mamish mutar b'shchita. And you do all that the Rav and the Mechtavim brings from Reb Chaim, that a treifa, of course, is also a problem in the shchita. A treifa is not a stam a new iser. A treifa is also something that's ma'akim in the shchita. It's something that, it's a treifa is a behema that can't have a shchita, l'gabi, to be matar b'achila. It can have a shchita l'tar b'dein avela, but it can't have a shchita l'gabe the iser achila. And therefore, even though in Loshay the Gemara, the Rashba says Mashba Bechlala Chayat Shechita, but a treifa also is in a midah b'suyem, it's not Chayat Shechita, Agabe the Heter Achid. The Gemara in Bamatzia Dav Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara says is a Yisoid called Migud Zochi Nafshei Zochi Nam Lechavri. If I can be zeicha for myself, once I'm zeicha for myself, I can be zeicha for someone else also. The Gemara brings a Raya. The Gemara says Teda. She ilu Amar Lashluchet Seyu Ugnayvli Ugana Potter Veshutv Shagamvu Chayavim. If I go and I steal for someone, Ein Shleich Dvar Aveiro, but Shutv that steal their Chayiv. My time alabishim damridon migdu zochin afshei zochin amel chavrei must be that we say migdu zochin afshei zochin amel chavrei. So Rashi says, where do we know the shutfin shagomvu? Rashi says, v'ilu shutfin shagomvu ve'echad etzia mishus bailim. One person goes and takes it out mishus bailim l'dayte odas chaver for him and for his friend. Amridon b'baba kama dechayoven learn in baba kama ichayv, and they say, where is this baba kama? Dafayin chesam beis argamara. Argamara says that shutu shagabu achayiv. And the Gemara's maskana is that when a yachayiv dalvei, when he does it, l'dayti l'das chaveiroi. If you do it l'das chaveiroi, so aloch is that they're achayiv. Kam b'shutu shtavach shloi l'das chaveiroi. If shloi l'das chaveiroi, then the person that they did it l'das is b'shur potter. The one he was a shliach for, because he didn't send them as a shliach. And he himself is potter, because he's only chayiv achetzi, and not chayiv to pay the tavchi kuli, you need the tavchi kuli b'isur. But Rashi brings from Ergamara that Shutu Shagomu Achayiv. So Taisvis argues on Rashi. Taisvis, the Vemasu Shutu Shagomu in Bamatzia says, the Einira, there's no Rai from there. The Hosam Tficha Ari. Tficha, Filu Omer Tsevi Tavachli Chayiv. That she and Tachas Rabbi is a Shliach. Taisvis says over there where it says that Yechayiv is only the Gabi Tficha, that if one person shechts for both of them, Halach is Yechayiv. And over there says Taisvis over there, even if it wouldn't be the Migad Zachle Nafshei. Over there, even if he wouldn't be doing it for himself, he would only be doing it l'chaveiro yubichai. This is a dir of yeshiach l'var aveiro. Mashiach and gedevi where it's ain't shiach l'var aveiro. If one person steals for two people, halacha is that you're not chayiv. The mishaleach, the other person is not going to be chayiv. And he says that the case of shutu shagomru, that the Gemara in Balmetzia says that you're chayiv, he's talking about shigbiyu shneim. And that will be the case of our Gemara also, that shutu shagomru means that shigbiyu shneim, they both pick it up together. So the Ktsayis HaChayshin in Simon Shimam Ches, if cut in Gimel, says that he doesn't understand Taisvis. Taisvis Shutun Shagomvu Seif Dover. The Gemara comes out over here in Bamitzia Daf Ches is that if one person picks up one half, one person picks up the other half, each person wouldn't be kind. It's only because one person is being zeich for the other person that it works for him. So it's right there a kapanim when he's being zeich l'nafshei. He's going to have to be zeich. So what does Taisvis help to say that Shutun Shagomvu is talking about when they both pick it up? Even when they both pick it up, each one has to be picking it up for the other one. Because if each one's only picking up for himself, and you don't have the klal, migdu zochin avshei zochin av l'chavrei, it wouldn't work. So what's the difference if one person picks it up for both of them, or they both pick it up for each other? It's the same exact thing that we see from here, that one person could do a gneva for the other person. So he doesn't understand what Taisis, where Taisis exactly is arguing on Rashi, if Taisis also has to agree that there's a din of migdu zochin avshei l'gabi gneva. And the Ksais goes on that Rashi that seems to argue on Taisis, Rashi that holds that when one person steals for two of them, you do say Migdu Zachin Avshei Zachin Amal Chavrei. So ask the Ksais, so why does Rashi, by us, in Bava Kama, Dafayin Chesam Abeis, when Rashi explains why, when one person is Teveach, for him and for his friend, he's Chayiv, Rashi says the reason why Chayiv is, V'ha Rabbinon Le'il, Yeshiach V'ar Veiro. The special rebbe says Rashi that tficha yichayev on a shliach, that even though the klal is ain shliach dvar veiro legabi tficha yesh shliach dvar veiro. As success, why does Rashi need that? Rashi knows that even by geneva, even by something where there's a klal of ain shliach dvar veiro, if you do it for yourself and for him, we say migul zochin avshei zochin am lechavrei. So why couldn't Rashi say this by tficha also? So on that, the success answers that this klal of migud zochin avshei zochin am lechavrei is only when you're trying to be kind of something, when you're trying to bring something into your reshus for a chalais kinyan, or it says ikseis for a geneva, which a geneva also means that you have to be maklis a thing into your reshus. That's what geneva is. There it said the klal of migu zochin avshei zochin av lechabrei. Mashegin by shchita where you need a meisa shchita, you're doing a meisa aveira, you're doing a meisa shchita on that, not trying to be zeichen anything. On that says it's not the klal migu zochin avshei zochin av lechabrei doesn't apply. So lafi this the emri Moshe and siman lama gimel oisir beis and the bruch shmuel ba matzia daf siman ches also says this. They say that they come to explain that this is the Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos comes to argue on Rashi, and he says that when one person makes a geneva for both of them, it wouldn't work. You don't say that you would need to have shlichus of arveir for such a thing. The only time that you could say by geneva would be if two of them both pick it up together, then each one could be zeicha for the other one. And they say that Gneva, chutz from that you have to be zeicha and you have to be koine the chayfetz, you have to be machlis into your shos, you also need to make a maisa gneva. The famous Rashi in Bamatzia daf Yudam and Beis, when you be goinev with a chatzer, with kinyan chatzer, Rashi says you have to be noyal adalas. So even though the kinyan and machnos, the shusay is here from the chatzer, but you still need a maisa. The bailah have to make a maisa gneva. The gneva needs to have a maisa also. The ksais achayshin and simen shimam ches sifkat and Beis brings from this Rashi this klal that you need a maisa. And therefore they say that in a chanam you have a migul zochi apshei zochinam lechavrei to help for the kinyan of the gneva, to help for the schi of the gneva. But Tosfos kashan by Matzia daf Ches on Rashi was that where you're not going to have your maisa gneva. Where are you going to have the noal delosa for now? Where are you going to have the maisa gneva? And therefore Tosfos says it has to be that each one himself does the maisa gneva. They both went into the rishus and took the chavetz out. And they both went and they stole the chavetz and they made a maisa gneva. Now there's a problem that the schia can't happen. The schia can't happen without a schia. So that helps the klal of migu zochin avshei zochin am lechavrei. And Taisa says that the only time where we find that one person can do it for someone else is only by a tficha. In the Geneva itself, says Taisa, you can never do the maisa for someone else. True, you can do the schia, but you can't do the maisa for someone else. So therefore, says the Imre Moshe, it's with Torah Taisa's kasha. That's why Taisa held that it could only work when they're both doing it together. But when one person does it, then you don't say that Migdal Zochin Avshei helps, since you need the Maisa, and on the Maisa, the Ksais already himself said that you don't say Migdal Zochin Avshei on a Maisa, you only say it on a Schion, on the Kinyan, on the Chayfetz. So we said over Rashi and Bamatzia Dav Ches that learns up from Arasugyo, arrived from Arasugyo, that if one person steals for two people, it works. And Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that it's only when they both pick it up together. The Ksais didn't understand why is it better that they both pick it up together? If anyhow you do need a schia, each one has to be zeicha for the other one, because if not, we look at the other side, kimunachas kabekarka, each one's maisa schia is not enough to be zeicha without the other one. So you're going to need the other person's schia. So what's the difference if one person does it for both of them, or they both do it for each other? And then the Ksais adds another nekuda that Rashi and Arsugya has to say Yishlich and Varavero because Migud Zachar Avshei doesn't help for a Maisa. And Alpizeh, the Imre Maisha comes and answers the Tosfos' original problem with Tosfos. He says, because Tosfos holds that you need a Maisa Gneva, like Rashi Bab Matzias Bavur. That Chutz from the Etz of Schia in the Gneva, you also need a Maisa Gneva, and on that doesn't help Migud Zachar Avshei. And that's why Tosfos holds that they both have to be doing it. That way, each one has their own Maisa Gneva. And all the Migud Zachin Avshei is only adding in is the Schia for the Gneva, and that's when it works. But when one person does it, where the other one's not going to have a Maisa Gneva at all, Migud Zachin Avshei is not going to help to give the other one a Maisa Gneva. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara is a Suffolk. What's the halacha if you Meshire the Uber? You sell a parah, chutz mi Iver Mao. And the Gemara says, I'll leave it around the Amr Uber Yerich Imahu, Loiti Boiloch, the Shire Bo. If you hold uber lav yerech imay, so it's not mamish a part of the behemoth, then the Gemara says, do we still say that this is, I stole the whole thing together, that this will be a shear in the Gneva or not? Gemara is tula shenis, if it's far as why, yeah, why not? Gemara is a suffix, l'man da'oma uber lav yerech imay. So there's a kasha here on Reb Chaim, there's a Reb Chaim in Hilchas Avodim, Reb Chaim's miyasid, that the klal of uber yerech imoy, that we look at them as one, is only klapi the uber. Klapi the uber that needs the mother, we look at the uber as a half of a thing. It's not a full thing by itself. It's a half of the mother. If you hold uber yerech imoy, we don't look at it as an entity by itself. It's a half of the mother. But says Reb Chaim, clapping a mother, the mother is a full thing by itself. The mother is not missing anything by not having the uber. The mother, even if you have the uber yarech imoy, is only looked at as a full thing by itself. It's only clapping the uber that we look at the uber as a chatzi is not a full thing. If you hold uber yarech imoy, if you hold uber lav yarech imoy, so the mother is one thing by itself, and the uber is one thing by itself. You hold uber yarech imoy. So says Reb Chaim, then we look at the uber as a half of a thing. It's only a half of the mother. It's only a yarech of the mother. But clapping the mother is not missing a yarech. We don't look at them as the uber as a shear in the mother. So the chayyur, this gemara is mamish beforish, not like Reb Chaim. The gemara here says the uber yarech imoy, and afal pikein, the gemara has a tzad to say that it's going to be a shear in the mechira. So I heard from Shmuel Birnbaum. He says that you see from the Gemara that the Gemara holds that even if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imay, the Gemara still has a very stark tzad, a very strong tzad, to say that it's not a shear, that it's a shear, even if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imay. So the Gemara just means to say that if you hold Uber Yerech Imay, it's for sure that it's going to be a shear. Just like the Man Uber Uber Lav Yerech Imay, because you don't need a din of Uber Yerech Imay over here to make it a shear. It's just a svara if we say that the mother and the Uber are so attached to each other enough to make that the Uber is a chetzi of the mother, that's enough to say that it's going to be a shear in the mechir of the mother. Harai, the Gemara says that even the uber lav yerchima could be a shear. So that's the Gemara. This means that uber yerchima gives us enough to say that it's going to be a shear in the mother. The Gemara brings a kshayla boira papa gonva kota umachor mau. The Gemara that we had before, that if you sold it chutz miragla, the halacha is that it's going to be a shear in the mechira. So Rav Papa has a suffix. What's the halacha if you stole it, then you cut off the regal, and then you sold the whole behemoth? Now without the regal on it, you sold the whole behemoth. Do we look at that as a shear in the mechira, since in the original geneva there was a leg here that I didn't sell? So do we look at it like I sold it chutz miragla, or do we say no? Or do we say Madizov and Holo Yitzhayer in the Mechira right now? There's no foot here. The baby doesn't have a foot. So I sold the whole baby. So it's an interesting Yamshel Shlema and Simon Lamed. He speaks out that this suffix is only in the man, only the man the Omer that you need to be Meshayer the regal. The man the Omer that it helps to be Meshayer the Karen also. Many says it's Pashit that if you cut off the Karen and sell it, it wouldn't be a shear. It's Pashit that that's a full Mechira. The fact, whole tzad that a Karen could be a shear is only if the Karen's on it, Meshas Maisa. Not a part of the Behema enough to say that since it was once part of it, Pishas the Geneva, it'll be enough to say that it's a shear in the Mechira. Only by a regal, where it's such a important part of the Behema, there we could have a Svara to say that when it's missing the regal, Pishas, it's missing the regal, still it could be called a shear in the Mechira, since Pishas the Geneva had a regal. Ayin Shom. But the Rebbe Chanan, in Kovet Shirim, Oysayin Zayin, says that L'chayr, the Suffolk of Gemara is totally, and what the Yisoid of the Chiyav of Tficha Mechir, what the Chiyav Dal Vehe comes for. If the Chiyav is because you stole a Behema, and then you went and did another thing, you were Shana Bechet, the Lashon HaGemara, on this thing that you stole. So the Iker Chiyav is for the Geneva. The Chiyav is for what you stole, and then you went and you were Tevech HaMacher. But the Chiyav is for what you stole. So therefore, the Chiyav really starts from the Geneva. And therefore, if Bishas the Geneva, there was a regal here, and you didn't sell it, you're not chayif. He says, Mashaikin, the other side of the Gemara, it's not to say that it's not a shear, it's because the svar would be like the Pashtus L'chayr, that the chiyav is for the tficha and the mechir itself. The chiyav is maschil now with the maisa tficha, with the maisa mechir, and right now there's no shear. Who cares if originally the behemoth was a little bit bigger? Right now I sold the whole behemoth, and the chiyav is for the mechir, for the tficha. B'chon just speaks out that there's a tesis at Samach Bavam and Aleph, tesis of a maschil tloim to the meikaro. Tais over there says that Nero the Reed, the Hachi Perush, the Indian Tleb, and Asa Ay, like Chushav, the Spatma, Oy Ipcha. That means if it became, it was first the Spatma, it was a fat behemoth, then it became Kachush. You pay Kefil, the Chain Dal, the Kineme Kara. You pay the behemoth like it was then. You pay even more than it was, Bashas, the Tficha Mechira. You pay for the Shas, how much it was worth, Bashas, the Geneva. So says Rabbi Chanan, if the lomnus of the Gemara on this tzad is that the whole mechayiv, the new mechayiv of Tvicha Mechir, we don't look at all at the Geneva, we don't care how the Shar looked by the Geneva, so how could Taisa say over here that you chayev to pay b'shas how much, how big it was b'shas ha'geneva and v'tzarachin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.